Information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
I think I've seen it all. I've seen caffeine-laced gum and mints, and then there's rock stars and Red Bulls and Monsters and what else? Oh my gosh, I'm so sick of it. And people are dying. They really are. But could caffeine be replaced by fresh juice and dense minerals? I am so excited about this. This is a story. I think we have a story here about a baseball player, correct? He had a little bit of had some issues with drugs and alcohol, took him out of the game for a couple years, and he came back. He came back to the game, all right? Because this is what it's all about. It doesn't matter if something like that happens. It's how you handle it. He showed up for spring training this year, actually. This was Josh Hamilton, 30 pounds lighter. And what did he credit his weight loss and his profound athletic prowess to? Trimming down and drinking vegetable juice. That's right, juicing. Boy, I've heard a lot about it. I do it. I use the Vitamix, so I'm kind of getting my fiber in there too. But there's some great science coming out on juicing. And I do think that you can get that high that you crave, that medicating your energy throughout the day we've talked about, which is a no-no with caffeine, but boy, oh boy, oh boy, could you do it with nutrient-dense vegetable juicing? I think so. What do you think, Dr.
Yeah, I do too, and hopefully the caffeine fad is working through itself now. Meaning,
that, I don't that, think so.
You know, it's I'm hoping. Like I said, it's maybe a little not realistic, but when we've got to find ways to feel good. Oh, hold on. Let me throw a different thing at you. After a good detox, I feel great. And after my patients go through a good detox, which usually involves in my office juicing as a part of the nutritional protocol, they feel great. And what I try and tell my patients, along with myself, is feeling that way is normal. That's what normal is. That energy. And they say, I swear to God, I feel like I'm on a drug. I feel like I'm high. I am buzzed. I am clear. Music sounds better. Everything feels better. And when you're in a key piece of that is juicing. Juicing not only replaces in the best way nutrients and minerals that we need, but it adds fiber if you use a Vitamix or a soup maker like I use the Cuisinart one or whatever. Along with it helps move the bile out of your liver, move the lymph in your system. It's more than just that. It's a detoxing agent on a daily basis to help. What is the way you prescribe it to help sort of, you know, the passive toxifiers and stuff Holly always talk about. It's more than that. And listeners, you will feel like you are on performance-enhancing drugs. You're on performance-enhancing juice, PEJs is what you are. And I think that we're going to have to move through this. One other thing, there are more and more businesses in the lunchroom that have juicers, carrots, celery, and all that right there available for their employees because they know their productivity goes up instead of a coffee.
There you go. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's fascinating. And, you know, I think what's really important, there are a lot of different juicers that are out there that you can use. I think going to consumer, I go to this website all the time. I think I pay like $6.99 a month for it, but I was going to say consumerlab.com, but that's the laboratory research medical arm of Consumer Digest. But, you know, based on what my needs are, how much I know I'm going to use it. So I'll go to consumerdigest.com. I'll sort of compare and contrast prices, the usability of it, and get myself. That's how I bought my first juicer. It was a Jack and Elaine LaLanne juicer, and it was great. And what's so important, and I think as you said, the reason that people perk up is because our whole biochemistry runs on these vitamins and minerals. And quite honestly, when you get these juices in concentrated form, okay, because sometimes the quality of the food that we choose, not there. So also it might have been fresh at one point in time, but it's traveled a long way. Some of the enzymes to help us break the food down in and of themselves have been destroyed by light, oxygen, etc. The shelf life, who knows, okay? So basically, when you get this concentrated, nutrient-dense juice, you know, because when you juice, you juice all like a barrel full of vegetables, right? You drink that down, your cells wake up. It's kind of like your gas, your car being out of gas, and all of a sudden you just give it some. Guess what? It goes. It runs. It wakes up. It moves. And that's exactly what your body's doing.
Yeah, and as physicians were always trying to steer away from caffeine as a source of energy. I drink a little espresso in the morning. I think moderate, mild forms, especially organic coffee, can even be good for you. But to the level we're using caffeine for energy just doesn't work. And we are getting sick from it. We are getting premature disease from it, weight gain, more fatigue, more obesity, as we are over-caffeinating and borrowing energy. We have to look back to nature to get our energy and chi back. Throwing a few carrots and a few little some kale and some dark leafy greens, collard greens in a blender, juicing it or blending it up and having a glass a day is not a difficult thing to do, and is one of these things that I think will prolong your life and prevent oodles of disease.
I completely agree. I think that this is something, and quite honestly, people think, and it's the same thing with detoxification. Hey, do I not have to eat? Do I have to take in that lemon juice and cayenne pepper and honey or maple syrup or whatever it was? Mm-hmm. We can do daily detoxes just with breathing, deep breathing. You can do daily detoxes by getting an Epsom salt bath. You can do daily detoxes by assisting your digestive system and chewing your food. You can do daily detoxes by getting a glass of green juice. Okay, and here's the deal. This is what I'm saying. You don't have to change anything about your diet if you don't want to. Just simply adding 8 to 10 ounces of green juice a day. So when we're talking about green juice, one of the things that I have people, my patients, pick off of is something called the Andes score chart. Mm-hmm. That's the ANDI, the aggregate nutrient density index. Okay. So for example, that's basically per calorie, the amount of nutrients it has. And so kale has a score of 1,000. It pretty much tops the charts. And then Coke, a can of Coke, right, has an Andy score about
it's pretty extreme
negative 20. Right. So if you just take nutrient-dense greens, spinach, chard, kale, throw them in there with some, hey, make it taste good, that's great. Apple, pear, little ginger, lemon. And don't change anything else about your diet. Guess mm-hmm. what? I promise you, you can put the 5-hour energy drink, gum, mints, bullet down, and you're going to take off. You're going to take off just by that.
And it's real energy. It's your body utilizing the proper nutrients in order to generate its own energy. It is not borrowed energy. Caffeine is borrowed energy. It's not like crystal meth or crack cocaine. Okay, I'm not saying it's that severe, but it is borrowed energy, and it's okay to borrow a little bit every day, but eventually you're going to have to replenish it. Or guess what? Right after your coffee, you're tired because there's nothing left. You get a little bit of push in that. Replenishing with a glass of freshly juiced juice each day is something that I think you need to look into your daily life. Even if it's as simple as purchasing one of those Odwalla drinks, those mixed greens at the health foods, at the store, and drinking that instead of a Coke at lunch, you've got your greens or your juice in. There's more and more efficient ways to get those in, but obviously, as you know, naturopathic doctors, we like you to juice it on your own.
Absolutely. I mean, that's going to be the best. But yeah, to your point, as you said, loan shark energy, medicate your energy throughout the day. Guess what? You're going to have to medicate your sleep cycle at night. And that turns into a vicious, vicious, vicious cycle where your health starts to become, in my opinion, a very slippery slope.
Yeah, it does. And what we're talking about is adrenal function and all those things. And youth, hey, you're listening out there. Listen, I love my couple monster drinks. It will wear on you. You are borrowing energy. Understand that always with caffeine. If it's a little bit of debt, like a little espresso and one coffee, you can overcome it. But if it's a lot of debt, the amount of caffeine that is out there, we are handing you the other way to make energy in your body. Instead of borrowing it, creating it. That's what we're looking to do. Is juicing the new 5-hour energy drink? It is on the way we roll. Radio MD says get your juicer or purchase some pre-made juices, greens, things like that. Drink it at your lunch hour.
Get them in.
Through the day. Yes, get them in. And that's how we roll with good energy that we manufacture at Radio MD and RadioMD.com.